I do like that kind of humor, but I just, I don't know. That didn't work for me.
Could have been.
It's usually up my alley, really, honestly. I have the brain of a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Or Bobby.
Bobby loved it.
He was dancing.
Was Bobby dancing to that one?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
All right. We're going around the board. Was that Molly next?
It was tough. Bobby liked them both. But
he might be the tiebreaker.
I love Willie, but I like the Patty Page more. Mm-hmm. My Christmas presents are getting smaller and smaller.
You're not here. What Christmas presents? There are none anymore.
Wow. Hi, Bobby.
Your Christmas. You're heading for the naughty list over there, kid. So you be aware of that.
And we have Mike Pincus.
I went to the bathroom during that second song, and all I heard was a bunch of farting noises. That's good enough for me. I like that. Let's go with the poopy song.
All right.
Poop is funny.
So the parody to Willie Nelson's On the Throne Again, On the Throne Again. Got a vote, and I believe I got the other three.
Correct.
All right. You have the con for the top of round four.
All right, so now that we've figured out how to make everybody able to hear this, which is a big win, I'm going to send you to look up Louis Armstrong.
All right, I'm going back on the web on YouTube.
Yeah.
Will, what did you say, Louis Armstrong?
Louis Armstrong, Christmas Night in Harlem.
All right. Christmas Night in Harlem. Any particular version of it?
It should be the first one that comes up. I think there's only like one, maybe two of them on there.
All right. There's Louis Armstrong, Benny Carter, and his orchestra, or there is Louis Armstrong official audio.
Go with the official audio Christmas from Louis Armstrong. This is a great, great lost classic from 1948.
Every gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after 3. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe. Greet your sweet, neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Gonna sit up until after 3. Everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jane and Joe. Greet your sweet niece to mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. All of do it. Oh, what a night in Harlem. Oh, well, come on now, every Jane and Joe. I greet your sweet neat the mistletoe. I with a kiss and a go, go, go.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab. Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
All right, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It's the Real Christmas Show with Chris Earle and Derek Carey. We have Gail and Jim and Molly and Pincus and Bobby listening in. We are at the bottom of round four. Again, Derek, what was the name of that song for the top of round four?
That was Louis Armstrong with Christmas in Harlem.
Very nice.
I don't know how something like that gets lost.
Gets lost?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's one of those Christmas songs that's just kind of like fallen off the map that nobody plays anymore.
It is a nice little song there. I also have one to challenge that, of course. And this gentleman, you will know his velvety voice. And he died at the tender age of 45 because he loved to smoke. I never realized he died so young, but he had quite a catalog. I think you'll recognize this one from 1960. It is Nat King Cole with Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
And mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With the angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. That man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Yeah. There you go. There's Nat King Cole.
Hark them angels.
Hark the herald angels sing. And we are at the bottom of round four, and we are starting once again. Or wait a minute. We start with Jim, I believe, or we start back again with...
No, we start with Jim. Jim,
yeah, we start with Jim. Okay.
That was a total toss-up for me.
I think the strongest round of the four so far, yeah. But we'll find out.
Yeah, that was a toss-up, and...
We got to think it through. Talk it through.
I'm thinking Louis, mostly just so we don't have a mathematically eliminated.
Oh, no, you can mathematically eliminate me. And then
you
got to
go with your gut.
And then I just go super dark for the rest of this thing.
Complete toss up on this.
Go with
one.
Your Christmas feeling. What brought you more joy?
Well, Pincus's beer looked pretty joyful.
I didn't even see it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to go with Louis Armstrong on that.
Louis, all right. Louis gets the vote. And we go to Molly, I believe.
Derek knows this. Hark the Herald Angels Sing is my favorite Christmas carol. So, there you go.
Nice. All right. I didn't know that.
It's a hark.
Very cool. All right. Mike Pincus.
My turn. The second one was a little too Christmassy for me. A little too Jesus-y. I like Louis Armstrong.
All right.
It sounds cooler.
Likes to keep it in Harlem. All right.
I never did that. Louis Armstrong one.
Mm-hmm.
Louis the man.
All right, here we go. And we have Gail.
That was a very close round. However, Louis Armstrong, Christmas in Harlem would make me get up on the dance floor at a Christmas party. So.
Nice.
The dance floor.
For the win.
To Louis, huh? Yep. All right.
Go call the Spotify Jeez. People and tell them you want to hear that. Wow, because it's not, I don't think it's on any of their lists.
We got the Heidi Ho in there and the yeah. scatting yep. at the end.
It's,
you went from scatological to scat.
Exactly.
I like it.
one of my very favorite Christmas songs now is one that I turned up a couple of years ago, which was the Pearl Bailey 10-pound box of money.
Oh, yeah, that's a good tune.
And
yeah.
that's not on anybody's playlist anyway. I'm yeah. like, what? How can you not have this? It's yeah. fantastic.
Yep. All right. Very good. We are at the top of round five. We're going to keep this baby going. I'm going to play you something from the 40s. As you know, I like to jump around a little bit. I'm going to bring you one from the 1940s. This one is called Button Up Your Overcoat by a gentleman named Dick Hames. Here you go.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Eat an apple every day, get to bed by three. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Be careful crossing streets.
Ooh, don't eat me.
Well, all right. Cut out sweets.
You get a pain and ruin your tum-tum.
Keep away from bootleg hooch when you're on a spree. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free.
Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
Sure you
wear your flannel underwear when you climb a tree. Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
Don't sit on hornet's tail.
Oh, that's silly.
Or on nail.
You get pretty sticky too, you
Or third rail.
That, my friend, is suicide.
You'll get a pain and ruin your tum-tum.
Oh, don't go out with college boys.
What?
When you're on a spree.
Take good care of yourself, you belong to me.
All right, there we go. From the 40s, that was actually written in 1928. That was a remake. Dick Hames and Helen Forrest was the lady's name in that, with Button Up Your Overcoat. I just thought that was kind of fun. Alrighty, Derek.
Yikes.
Oh, the Nut Rocker's back.
Why is the Nut Rocker back? Someone stop the Nut Rocker. It must be another commercial break on WSBK. We'll get you back to Bruins hockey in just a minute.
The Bruins are starting.
Don't forget to tune into the Movie Loft.
The puck drops momentarily.
And Ask the Manager every Sunday night at 11:30.
Listen to Uncle Dale Dorman on Kiss 108.
Yeah, no, he was on TV.
He was never
56.
On. Yeah, he was never on SBK. He was on 56.
That's right.
Uncle Dale in the afternoon.
56 had the better afternoon show. I'm going to send you over to YouTube. Tell you to look up Andy Williams.
Yep, Andy Williams. Always a choice
Christmas,
for Christmas.
Christmas
stuff.
Classic. Happy Holiday. I want the one with the red album cover.
Andy Williams. What's the name of the song?
Happy Holiday.
Happy
You'll
Holiday.
Find
Happy
his entire Christmas
holiday.
Album online.
And it's got a red cover.
Yeah. First one on the list.
First one on the list. Happy Holiday.
We got a
Andy
swing,
Williams.
Baby. It's the holidays.
Hoop-de-doo.
And Hickory Dock.
Happy Holiday.
Happy Holiday.
Happy Holiday.
Happy Holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, Happy Holiday. The holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down,
he'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint. And Dickory Dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Andy Williams, happy holiday. The bottom of round five. We start with Molly, right?
I believe we do.
Go ahead.
It was just showing off the Christmas tree.
There you go.
There's nice. Nice Christmas tree.
I'm finally voting for Derek.
Wow.
Andy Williams, yeah.
Well, that gets you one gift back.
Good.
Mike Pincus.
I'm staring at a picture of Andy Williams right now, and I can't vote for that guy. Just can't. I can relate to the other guy. Button up his overcoat. He's cold. That's about. Yeah, let's go with the Dick Grote. Who was that?
Dick Hames and Helen Forrest.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to go with button up overcoat.
All right. We go to Gail.
Andy Williams, slam dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So singable.
I gotta go home and have a martini now that I've heard that.
So singable.
You know, like
never
you,
gets old.
You gotta have like a highball in your hand when you're singing that.
However, take good care of yourself,
Chris. I didn't know, and I still don't know that that's a Christmas song.
But don't overcoat. Sure it is. Sure it is. Jim,
I'm gonna go with Andy Williams. I thought. Derek right. was going to be playing for, you know, next year's draft pick.
Great song.
it looked like he's coming back.
Great, hashtag
great song.
Here.
And I'm very surprised because I've played Andy Williams in the past. I believe you have too, but we've never played Happy Holiday, at least during the Battle of Christmas. The Battle for Christmas. All right, you are at the top of round six.
All right.
Here we go.
We had one round that had to be a new song.
A newer song, yeah.
A newer song.
2000.
Something within the last
20 or up,
something
whatever.
From
yeah.
the Harry Styles Christmas album.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we can do that.
So, Chris, I'm going to ask you to look up the Frock Destroyers. F-R-O-C-K.
F-R-O-C-K. Frock Destroyers.
And there should be a song in there called The Naughty List, which this may well be the.
The Naughty List.
Yeah, go with that one. This may well be the best new Christmas song of this year.
We'll see. Here we go. Anything else to intro it?
The song was put together. The Frock Destroyers are a group of drag queens who have appeared on RuPaul's Drag Race. And they have a very specific request for the holiday season.
Here we go. Naughty List by Frock Destroyers.
Thank you for that preview.
Top of round six.
Dear old Santa, here's my Christmas wish. I just want somebody from the naughty list. Dear old Santa, I need a Christmas kiss. I want it from somebody on the naughty list.
I'm not a size queen, that's not me. But I need a great big Christmas tree. Set the scene, baby, light the fire, drop the scene.
cinnamon in the fryer. Lay me down on the wrapping paper. Treat me bad and I'll see you later. Just because I'm naughty doesn't mean I want coal. Instead, I wanna take it straight to Santa's North Pole. I wanna check his list till I find a freak. Cause Saint Nick used to come 3 times a week.
You've got Mrs. Claus, but I need someone for me. Dear old Santa, here's my Christmas wish. I just want somebody from the naughty list. Dear old Santa, I need a Christmas kiss. I want it from somebody on the naughty list.
I've been a good girl all year long, and all that I want is a nice Yule log. Taking my robe up like a prison. My naughty boy is a Christmas blessing. Not a reindeer, but I'm still a vixen. What's that smell coming from the kitchen?
You've got Mrs. Claus, but I need someone for me. Dear old Santa, here's my Christmas wish. I just want somebody from the naughty list. Dear old Santa, I need a Christmas kiss. I want it from somebody.
Santa's gonna be eating my cookies and drinking all my milk.
Spank me, Daddy, I've been so naughty.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Dear old Santa, here's my Christmas wish. I just want somebody from the naughty list. Dear old Santa, I need a Christmas kiss. Just want somebody from the naughty list. Dear old Santa, I need a Christmas kiss. I want it from somebody on the naughty list.
Merry frocking Christmas from the Frock Destroyers.
All right. The Frock Destroyers with Naughty List. And yeah, they look like drag queens. Sure.
They are drag queens. Yeah. They're very talented drag queens.
They sure are. All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves. It's the end of round six, and I decided to pick. This might be some competition for you. It may not, but it is the winner of American Idol first season 2002. It is Kelly Clarkson with last year's song that she came out with, and I like this one a lot. It is called "Christmas Isn't Cancelled, Just You." Here you go.
Spot in this town, memories of you and me running now. That's where we met, like we're in a dream. And I bet I wasn't the first and I won't be the last. Underneath that mistletoe, you've been so
All right, there's Armand and Round.
Nice.
I think those are two nice picks.
Those are.
Yeah. So we had the drag queens named.
The Frock Destroyers. The
Frock Destroyers with, go ahead, name of the song.
With Naughty List.
The Naughty List. And then we had Kelly Clarkson there from her last Christmas album. She did two so far with Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You from 2021. She released that at the end of last year.
Mike Pincus, I believe you kick off this round.
My turn. It's a good thing I didn't have a vote in American Idol. I like that Naughty List song much better.
It's
pretty cool. It's fun.
All right. That's one for Naughty List. Gail Clifford.
As entertaining as that was, Derek, and it was a very entertaining song. I just love a snappy breakup. Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You. That was poppy.
It was a fun
and
song,
I
yeah?
enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, I'm going with Chris.
You're the same one that hated Ariana Grande.
I know.
I think she's a completely different singer.
Just calling back to an earlier moment in our Christmas battle. Jim, what do you got?
Well, I don't care for Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy drag queens. I think they're pretty funny, and they seem to have a good time for themselves. But I got to go with the Kelly song. I feel like I could listen to that more often. The other one's kind of a one and done, like, yeah. I think Kelly.
I think it's well put together. Yeah, nice little production there.
Yeah.
So what do we have? Is that a tie? Or no, we don't have Molly. Molly has to go. Yeah.
Yes. Molly?
Got to go with Kelly. I like her stuff. I like her Christmas music.
All right. She's back to no gifts, huh?
She's, getting her kickback from Kelly Clarkson, so that should be enough for her.
Let's hope.
Like anything Kelly Clarkson comes on the radio, she's immediately like, oh, Kelly Clarkson is the greatest thing ever.
I like Idol. Leave me alone.
Well, I know you like Idol. I find that song dull and repetitive, but that's me.
That song that I just played?
Yes.
How many times have you heard it?
I've heard it enough times to cross it off my list 2 years running.
You're kidding.
No. Because it's just the same.
I think you just saw it because you just lost.
No, it's the same. It's the same chorus over and over again. They wrote like one lyric to it.
The very last 30 seconds or so, and you say that's the chorus where you sing along. Christmas Isn't Canceled, Just You.
After they've sung it for the previous like 2.5 minutes.
And my co-host has just been canceled because I think I just won that round.
Well, I warned you I was going dark, so yeah. You know, now the gloves are off and the real stuff comes out.
Yeah. What do we got there? I think I'm 4-2 though.
You are four to two.
Yeah.
You're
about to go 5-2 because nobody's going to like what I'm playing. This
Well, you want to save the good song for next year? Now that you know.
Like, we could possibly do a round eight, maybe. We never know unless we talk about life the last few minutes.
Yeah, we're never going to get to it. We always say that. We never get to a round eight.
So we're going into round seven. So it's actually my shot, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to... you wanted to go a little dark for this round? All right, I'll go a little dark. Well, no, I don't know. I'm feeling poppy after that one. All right. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna give an old Christmas classic here that we have never played before. Here we go. This is it's a little dark, but it's also a little bright. Here we go. It's Elvis, Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, when those blue memories start calling, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. But I have a blue, 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 blue Christmas. Ooh,
have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Elvis the Pelvis.
I've seen all good people turn
with Blue Christmas. Would you consider Yes a Christmas song, Derek?
No. No. I wouldn't consider Take Good Care of Yourself, You Belong to Me a Christmas song either. And I bring up the fact that every year Chris cheats.
How did I cheat?
You cheat. That's not a Christmas song.
I'm just going to go home and you can do the last 28 minutes on your own.
I can just
play all the Christmas songs you want.
I'm just going to play whatever I want next year. It won't be limited to Christmas songs.
I'll call up and say, what a great job you did.
So we need you over on the YouTubes there.
Here I go as secretary to Derek Gary. Yeah. What would you like to hear now? Go Patriots.
I warned you I was going dark. You want to look up Psycho Stick? That's one word.
Psycho Stick.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Psycho Stick.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Any swears in it?
No. Not, well, let me put it this way. I don't know if there are, will be FCC safe.
Oh, great.
Because when I think of Christmas, I think of Germans. And when I think of Germans, I think of the furious death metal of Rammstein. So why not bring those things together for the holidays, which is what Psycho Stick has done for us.
That's probably the best intro all night, all evening.
Frohe Weihnachten von Psycho Stein. Uns nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter? O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter? O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum. Das Jingle Bells. Ja, wie oft hat schon zur Weihnachtszeit ein Baum von dir mich hoch erfreut. Die Hoffnung und Beständigkeit gibt Trotz und Kraft zu jeder Zeit. Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Gefallen! O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter? O Tannenbaum, O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Gut. Mit Schnitzel. Ja.
Oh, Tannenbaum.
Who are false?
This ain't no silent night. I think I've wounded Chris.
You haven't wounded me. I'm just waiting for the next thing. What are we doing?
That was catchy.
That was
Take
it.
Take lead.
That was
Take
it.
The lead.
That was it. It's the judging round now.
So you have Elvis Blue Christmas against O Tannenbaum by Psycho Stick. Who is up?
I know Molly's going to pick Elvis, so we don't need to listen to her. So that's a guaranteed vote for you.
That's how I cheat.
Yeah.
Elvis is just an awful Christmas song.
No, Blue Christmas is an awful song. I'm not saying that that's how you
it's
cheat.
It's not a Christmas classic.
I'm saying that that's a guaranteed vote for Molly.
Yes, I know exactly what Molly wants
what,
to hear,
Derek,
and it's Elvis.
Wrong.
She wanted
to go
with the Germans. Yeah.
Going with the Germans.
No,
was
you're
she
not
first?
No, you're not going with the Germans.
Was she first?
Yes, I am.
No, I think, which round is this?
This is round seven.
Gail is first.
Oh. the Germans, what was the name of it?
O Tannenbaum.
O Tannenbaum by Psycho Stick.
It was just...
the very different Blue Christmas by Elvis.
It was just too catchy. I was kind of bouncing in my seat the whole time here, so...
There you go.
I'm going with Psycho Stick.
And for the first time ever in the world, O Tannenbaum by Psycho Stick beats Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas. All right. It might be said a second time, for the second time in the world. Well, we never know. All right, Jim is next.
I like the German one, too.
For the second time on this planet, O Tannenbaum by Psycho Stick beats Elvis Presley's...
I'm embarrassed to say
Blue Christmas.
I liked it. I like Elvis, and but
Blue Christmas I played by request because people said I have never played that over the years, so I decided to play Blue Christmas.
It was perfect, and I thought, well, now what's going to beat that?
And all you have to do is throw in some Germans. Yeah. All right.
Probably
we have Mike Pincus and we have
four
Molly.
Times in that song, and you'd have no idea either.
Yep. My turn or Molly?
We'll go with Pincus.
All right. That made me want to hide in the attic. I watched the video separately, and it's terrifying.
It is. Except that, as I said, when you see the video, or people in here heard that, when you see the video, you realize that those guys aren't taking any of this seriously. They're like goofing around and having fun with it.
They're not taking it seriously.
But Pincus took it seriously.
I like Elvis. He's going to lose, but I like Elvis.
All right. Molly?
I love Elvis too, and Derek thought I'd vote for him, but not in this case.
What?
Go Germans.
Go Germany.
Since when aren't you choosing Elvis?
I'm German, so you know.
Wow.
Gotta go.
That's it. In the final round, the Germans beat Elvis 3-1.
Elvis back time in Germany in the army.
That darkness is working for you, Derek.
You know, it's you pushed me into that corner where I had no place to go but dark. So,
All right.
I want to hear Elvis do that throne song.
Which one?
On the throne
with Elvis Presley. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing I'll say is that, you know, Chris may have won this, but you'll remember my songs tomorrow in a way that you won't remember his.
Button up your overcoat. That's a great song.
It's like an everyday song. You could play that song on like Hanukkah or a non-winter
Not
holiday.
True. Nobody has heard that before.
That
is still a Christmas song.
I was also struck by the line.
It's very much a Christmas song.
Wear your flannel underwear when you're climbing up a tree.
Yeah. That's right. Because it doesn't want to see up there.
I had to. Was that like a privacy thing or a?
It's a little risque. It was the lyrics are from 1928, and then he remade it.
Oh.
It was just fun. I thought it was a nice little flirty thing, nice little Christmassy thing.
It's a pine
It's two
thing.
People that are dating for the first time, and they're having their first Christmas together.
I think it was all those things didn't have anything to do with Christmas.
It's a nice song. I remember someone was using that on a TV commercial many years ago. Like in the 1980s, I don't know if it was an insurance company or if it was one of those over-the-counter medicines, but I remember that line, take good care of yourself, you belong to me, in a TV commercial. It was on all the time.
Yeah, probably.
Early 1980s, I could dig it up, but I'm not going to. So
I got a song that's that you probably won't consider a Christmas song either, but I think it's awesome. You ready? What do you think of Joy to the World? Huh?
Not a Christmas song.
Three Dog Night. Not a Christmas song.
This is not a Christmas song. Favorite
it's
things.
It's about Joy to the World. What is Christmas about? I think we could spend the last 19 minutes
this
talking
song
about Christmas and what it's about.
This song is about getting drunk with a lizard.
That is not true.
It is. He's getting drunk with a lizard.
A bullfrog?
Which means the drugs have already kicked in.
It is a remake of course, that old Christmas chestnut.
Oh, yeah.
Joy to the World.
I think Handel wrote this,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is this originally a Handel or a Schubert composition?
Yeah. We should listen to Wada music for the last 19 minutes for the Christmas show. Any best Christmas gifts, anything like that? Then anybody, anything on the menu for Christmas as a great Christmas gift for someone this year? Has anybody seen something that, like, blows their mind?
On the food menu?
Maybe food or a toy. Like, I know somebody that just got a PS5, and those things have been around for, what, 3 or 4 years
yeah,
now?
You still
but
can't
I've never
buy them.
Actually seen one. I saw one in a home once. But, yeah, you have to special order these things. And, like, hey, what games are on there? I'm like, I have no idea. Yeah. I'm officially old. I don't know anything about this PlayStation 5. Nothing.
I'll tell you what blew my mind was the price of beef this holiday season. So that's...
You know what I did? I bought, for a gift, I bought somebody Omaha Steaks.
Nice.
That's a nice gift.
That's a nice
that's
gift.
A very nice
as you get older, you're like, I want some food.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a nice gift. One of my favorite gifts one year was... it was the fruit company. I forget what the name of it is. It was like Harry and David's, right?
Yeah.
And I ended up getting fruit every month. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
It was so good. Like strawberries 1 month, pears another month, and then pears again, but Anjou versus the Bartlett.
Oh, yeah.
They mixed it up a little bit.
Bartlett pears.
Yeah. And they had, I think there was one that always got replaced, though. There was one that you were really looking forward to, like apricots or something, or peaches, and then all of a sudden you got Bartlett pears again. Damn.
The old pear switch.
Yeah, the strawberries were delicious, and the schnozberries were delicious.
They tasted like schnozberries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were very good.
I don't know that I've seen any sort of, like, go-to gifts this holiday. I mean, we didn't do the Black Friday show, because there's no Black Friday anymore.
Yeah, it's Black Week, really.
Yeah,
it's pretty much
like the whole Black season.
Yeah, you know, it's a whole Black season. It's like even the Internet Monday there, right? What did they used to call it?
Cyber Monday.
Even that's pretty much gone.
Yeah,
it just started and it's gone
because everybody's sick of buying things online, sick of being around people.
I think credit cards have been around so long now. And kids are so spoiled now, and everybody can get a credit card so easily that most people can buy whatever the hell they want. So Christmas is not necessarily as special anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a sad reality.
I always say the best gifts are ones that the recipient would not get for themselves.
Mm.
Right? So it's like, that's when, you know, if you're looking for a nice gift for somebody, they're not buying the bottle of high-end scotch for themselves. You know, they're not going to go out and buy, they may buy a scarf, but they're not going to buy the really nice scarf.
Yeah.
You know, or the really nice sweater.
I think the best gifts don't require assembly or like any sort of new hobby that I have to do.
Yeah.
Because if I wanted to do any of that at this point in my life, I could just go get that. Yeah, like a bottle of scotch. Now, that's a terrific gift.
Yeah.
Especially like a really nice high-end one or sure. like one of those things you wouldn't get, like some weird thing from like a different country.
Yeah.
Maybe a gold nutcracker.
Right.
That's nice.
As the owner of a... Nuts. As the owner of a small child, assembly required is the are the two words I fear most.
Like, I got you a candle-making kit,
yeah.
So now I have a chore.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go do that and burn myself.
Can you imagine being Santa and having to make those bicycles all night and then get a nap in before you?
Right.
Before you're done?
Get them down the chimney.
Yeah.
What are you getting the grandkids for children for Christmas?
Well...
Not that you have grandkids.
I do. I do.
No,
indeed.
You're far too young to have grandkids. But
thank you, Derek.
True.
Let's see. Well, they're actually both getting. They've bought a house, so they're both getting those like little cushy Pottery Barn chairs.
The grandkids bought a house.
Those little.
They're doing well for themselves.
It's 10 pounds of milk-fed veal.
Did they invest in Bitcoin?
Yes. Yep.
I guess they pulled out before it all went up in smoke.
Smart.
Yeah.
And then, those are kind of practical things. But as I said to my daughter, I don't like to pick the super girly stuff for my granddaughter, and I don't like to pick the super masculine, typical stuff for my grandson. So weird games and puzzles and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottle of scotch.
Yeah. Kids would love
a bottle of scotch.
That's 5 pounds
of milk-fed veal.
For the one-year-old.
Right. Molly, can you write down bottle of scotch and we can get that for Bobby?
Yeah.
Good.
I actually, though, did very much appreciate your theme there. Something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
The best gifts are things that people would not buy for themselves.
Yeah. It's like if you know somebody
but
you know.
But would want.
But would want. That's
and appreciate.
That's the thing.
PlayStation 5.
So I'm not getting you a PlayStation 5 because I don't have the means to get you a PlayStation 5.
Yeah. I'm just saying that would be a nice gift.
Pincus, you got any special gifts you're looking for this year or special gifts you're sharing? I don't think Sarah's listening, so.
Oh, we can't hear him.
Where's Pincus?
Here he comes.
You turned them off. Sorry, Chris turned you guys off.
I was playing some holiday music.
Yeah. No, you're back.
There you are.
You're back.
I'm back? All right, it's not that interesting. We give the Harry and David Pears to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, nice.
We got it as a gift 1 year, and it's the best thing ever.
I think so, too. Great gift.
I joined the membership thing, free shipping, and I send the box to my parents, the fancy ones. I send it to my brother and his wife. I send it to a couple of bosses I have.
Dave, have you had the Moose Munch, do they come with Moose Munch?
They have that option, but I didn't send that.
Oh, no. You can include the Moose Munch. The Moose Munch is a national treasure.
Yeah, people like that, but the pears are unique.
The pears are, yeah.
Pears. This is
that is good to know. Two endorsements in one show.
On your elbow, it's so juicy. You can't find that in the
so juicy.
Molly, what do you want for Christmas?
So we're talking.
You ain't getting it.
Something
just
juicy.
Just turn on the kid because he's eating his dinner now. So just
we want dinner.
This smells delicious.
I don't know what I want, to be honest.
Good. You hold that thought through December 26th, and you won't be disappointed.
Better sound system.
Yeah, we definitely all could use a better sound system.
I'll probably want a computer, a new one in the next year.
Yeah, that's good. You can buy that yourself.
Why don't you get the wife a nice MacBook?
No, she's not getting a MacBook.
Thank you.
Between her and the kid, every piece of electronics in the house is on the verge of being destroyed.
Well, Bobby already broke one laptop I had.
So yeah, I know.
You got to be careful.
Try to get rid of that kid.
I have to say, one toy that was synonymous with Christmas was a train. Did anybody ever put a train around, like, the tree or just in the cellar or something? It was always fun to have, like, a little train that had a little light on it and some smoke and stuff. I still like that every year. Just building a little train set and having it in the room.
Christmas of 1978, I had my Death Star, my Kenner Star Wars Death Star set up under the Christmas tree. And I had one of the Christmas lights like sticking, because the roof on it was kind of open, had one of the Christmas lights sticking down into it. And it looked so cool. It's like, who needs a train? I got Star Wars, you know?
That's true.
But we do, you know, Bobby's got a little Brio train, and I've thought about trying to make it go around the tree, but we'd need way more track, and all the cars would disappear in back of the tree, and he wouldn't find them, and there would be crying.
And you'd be in your scotch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be three glasses scotch deep, like.
Can't help you.
Talk to me in 2023.
Chris, how does this smoke happen with the train? I'm curious.
You put a little smoke in there, and it's like they make smoke. You put some form of chemical in there.
I think it was mineral oil, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it would just heat up, and it would create like this little smoke that would go around.
Ew.
The choo-choo. It was nice. I still got mine. I got an old Christmas one that I got at Costco probably in like the late 90s.
Nice.
It was pretty cool, and you would just put a couple of drops in there, and the smoke would last at least 5 or 10 minutes. It was a lot of fun. But I also like having the Lego Village. That's always a good one. But that came later. But as a kid, I remember the train and the RC cars. We had like these RC cars that we'd set up a track and just spin those around. That was a big gift one year.
You know what I miss from when we were kids is slot cars. Like they had those slot car racing sets with like the little trigger and like Tyco made them and the cars would go super fast and fly off the track.
Yeah, that was RC. I think same thing. Interchangeable. Yeah.
Those things were great. And it's like nobody really makes them anymore. You know,
yeah, they were super cool.
They make like super cheap ones and then there's one that's like super high end that like the cars were $1,000 a piece.
And they had big copper coils in there because they were electric. And when you press them, it was almost like shaving the coils to make the thing go. Really cool. Yeah. Those were nice.
Get a nice little spark.
Do they still have remote control vehicles?
Yes. Yeah, but the kids don't want drones now.
They want drones. Things that fly.
That's like the big new remote controlled vehicle, which is like, it's not just a remote controlled toy. I can use it to surveil my neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of pervy.
Yeah, which is arguably the best thing about it.
I don't like my toys on the floor.
You weren't a person that had the toys on the floor? No. I liked getting on the floor with the toys and unwrapping them.
I'm talking about, you know, the drone versus the remote control vehicle.
Yeah.
My knees don't like toys on the floor, but my son does.
All my toys, I want to fly.
What are we drinking this holiday season, Mike? What's on the booze cabinet?
Sol beer.
Just beer this year?
SOL.
Ooh,
that's a good beer.
Nice and smooth.
Where's that? What part of the country is that coming from?
It's Mexican
or
West Roxburyan.
Nice.
Yep.
They got it down the streets. It's the smoothest beer.
Nice. I like that. Molly. Molly likes. What are you drinking this holiday season?
Well, I like amaretto.
Yeah.
Obviously, and I don't know. I like the sweeter things. So, like amaretto, Bailey's, you know, stuff I can add to coffee.
Bobby's a sweet thing too.
A good Riesling. For wine.
Nice.
Bobby likes a nice aged tequila. If anyone's wondering what the child is drinking this holiday season, aged tequila is the way to go. Chris, what's,
I haven't even thought about it. Probably a Mai Tai.
Yeah?
Yeah, probably a Mai Tai or two. What do I have at the bar right now? I have stuff for Mai Tais. I do have, maybe I have a little Kahlua in there. I always like a Kahlua and milk every now and then, or a White Russian. But I definitely am going to buy some eggnog this year. I think we're at the two week mark. I think this is a good time for eggnog up until about New Year's, and then that's it. There's only about a 2 to 4 week window for eggnog, and we are in it right now. I've officially said eggnog season starts today.
Nog season is on.
It starts today.
Get your nog on.
It's also dip season. Dip season began at Thanksgiving.
Now, that stuff you used to get, the Old Granddad, is that what it was? Old Granddad eggnog? What was it called?
Old New England eggnog.
Old New England eggnog.
Oh, God, so bad. So,
is it still out there?
Oh, yeah, you can get it. Yeah. I recommend not.
Nasty.
Yeah, it's, I call it liquid evil.
Oh, I thought you liked it. Oh, I thought you really liked it.
No, I get drunk on a bottle of it every year as a holiday tradition.
Oh, just as fun.
It's terrible.
So it's like Mad Dog 2020, but it's eggnog.
Like, when I had no money, I looked forward to that. To the holiday season, because you get a bottle of it for like $6, and that was your night.
That was that thing you wouldn't buy for yourself back in the day, right?
Yeah. I actually, here's a holiday eggnog recipe you may want to try. I just stumbled on this the other night. It is one eggnog, obviously, one shot of Bacardi and one shot of amaretto. Fill the glass with eggnog, and it is very, very nice.
Really?
It's a little sweet. Nice. So if you don't like sweet drinks, you got the sweetness of the nog, the sweetness of the amaretto, but the amaretto gives it a nice little nutty final note.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Very good.
I've got some maple whiskey in the cabinet that is to die for.
There was a little maple bourbon. I tried that the other night. It was pretty good. Went out to the Emerald Rose for a little dinner with a past judge, actually, with Tony Moschetto. We had a nice dinner, and we had some old fashions.
You can call me.
No, I did not.
You didn't call any of us, did you, Jim?
Not a word.
I like to keep a low profile sometimes.
There you go.
I'm good one-on-one with people.
There you go.
In groups, not so much.
Yeah.
We had a nice time, though. Thank you for asking.
Thanks for not coming.
I don't want to know that you had a nice time. You didn't call me.
Well, you don't call me for a lot of things.
Well, I call you all the time.
Yeah.
I don't do anything.
Not really. Not really.
If you want to come over and play with a 2-year-old, your
think about
door's open.
How many friends I don't have every Christmas, and family members that are long forgotten. I'm gonna get dark the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
No, I got some Darlene Love in the background. White Christmas and Silver and Gold.
I was
gonna
say, I hear
out,
a wall of
a
sound.
Nice one.
That makes it darker when you say that over that bed. Like
I know.
That, actually.
I know. I wanted to twist it a little bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Make it a little dark. But yeah, no, I think it's important to remember people that you've lost at Christmas, and also people that you avoid at Christmas. I think that's important, too. There's plenty of people to avoid. I guess we can talk about what's thankful. We used to do that on the Thanksgiving show. What are you thankful for as we round out this odd year of 2022? I would say this is probably the quickest year I have ever had was this year.
I don't know if it's just because I'm getting older or what, but this was a very fast year, and I was very, very busy this year. But I had a good year. I mean, it's knock on wood, it's not over yet, but I had a pretty good year. So I'm actually looking forward to 2023, but I'm sorry to see 2022 go this year. I know a lot of crazy stuff is happening out there in the world, but in my own personal little world, things have been going pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah. What else are you guys thankful
for?
Very
uplifting.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I have
like
a theory on why
the
years go quicker
show.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's only like, now that I'm in my 50s, it's like 1/50th of your life. Like when you're 10, it's like 1/10th of your life. So
yeah.
It's like a lot longer time in perception-wise.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. You're right. That's good theory.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thought on that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're a kid, you know, things
are years
forever.
Long, long you take
Christmas vacation was forever. I
yeah.
mean, you can remember
yeah.
things you did with your friends. You know, it seemed like you were off, you know, for 6 months and you were off for like 2 weeks, you know,
yeah.
between, right?
Yeah. I get a week off at work and by Tuesday I'm like, I got to go back in 3 days. You know, it's like.
Yeah, yeah, who cares? That's not enough time to do anything fun.
Yeah. No.
You so clean up. To get to make a mess and then you clean it up again and
yeah.
that's your 3 days.
Yeah.
Well, clean up one day, make a mess, clean up the next day, go back to work.
As I get older, I have come to understand the people who leave their Christmas lights up all year.
We got about 2.5 minutes, so if anybody would like to say anything and happy Christmas and Christmas wishes, please go ahead. Bobby?
Bobby, do you want to say Merry Christmas? Bobby doesn't know where he is. Where is Bobby?
He's right here.
Oh.
Do you want to say Merry Christmas, Bobby?
Say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Christmas
Bobby.
There we go.
Oh,
thank
sweet.
You.
He's eating meatballs and sauce, which are his favorite.
Ah, yeah. Bobby wants sauce for Christmas. That's his fervent hope. Mike, any last minute holiday thoughts to share?
Today's my friend Todd's birthday, so Merry Christmas.
Happy birthday, Todd.
Happy birthday to Todd.
Happy Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy 3AC, which is year three after COVID. It was just New Year's Eve in November, so it is year 3AC.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the new reality is working out for you. If not, don't worry. Things are probably going to change radically again over the course
Any
of the
minute.
Next 6 months.
All right, everybody. Good luck. Best wishes. And... may the odds be ever in your favor.
Happy, healthy holidays.
Happy, healthy holidays.
To everyone.
And Jim, Gail, last thoughts here.
Oh, I'm going to be boring and say I just think it's important to be thankful for,
Alrighty.
You know, get up every day, healthy, two legs that walk.
That's not boring, that's sweet.
That's
two
very
eyes
nice.
That see,
yeah.
a job, a vehicle, a lot of wonderful people in my life, so...
All right, and Jim, you
the
get our last word.
Full.
Well, I don't want to say anything now because anything I say is going to sound awful compared to that.
You can just say Merry Christmas.
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
New Year.
Yeah, there we go.
It's,
shoot
it's,
that out of there.
I can't believe it is Christmas 2022. Go out there, everybody. Go to
it's
YouTube
the
and try the Kmart in-store music for
so
Christmas 1974. A fun thing
and
to listen to.
Duck. And don't forget to hang up your sock.
Mellow Max is up
this
next.
This singing duo is going to hit the road.
WMFO in Medford.